This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission and every state must give this a top priority and create infrastructure to attract global economies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The three-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity which, when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister remarked that the conference is being held at a time when the country is witnessing next-generation reforms and moving steadily towards becoming a major global economic power. In his address, the Prime Minister said that India must pursue self-reliance with zero defect in products and minimal environmental impact, making the label Made in India synonymous with quality and strengthen the government's commitment to zero effect, zero defect. For livelihoods of the youth, he observed that tourism can play a huge role. Mr. Modi said that it is important to align the Indian national sports calendar with the global sports calendar. He said, as India is working to host the 2036 Olympics, it needs to prepare infrastructure and sports ecosystem at par with global standards. The Prime Minister also emphasized that as India aspires to be the food basket of the world, there is a need to shift to high-value agriculture, dairy and fisheries with a focus on exports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed Operation Sindoor as a symbol of pride for every Indian, showcasing the world country's uncompromising stand on national security. The Prime Minister was addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani. Recalling country's achievements in last Mann Ki Baat program of the year, Prime Minister Modi said the country's impact in 2005 was clearly visible across national security, sports, scientific innovation and on the world's biggest platforms.
Desh ki suraksha se lekar khel ke maidan tak, विज्ञान की प्रयोगशालाओं से लेकर दुनिया के बड़े मंचों तक भारत ने हर जगह अपनी मजबूत छाप छोड़ी। इस साल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हर भारतीय के लिए गर्व का प्रतीक बन गया। दुनिया ने साफ देखा, आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने-कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई। लोगों ने अपने-अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए।
Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that people's excitement towards Swadeshi was evident this year. Mr. Modi expressed hope that 2026 would prove to be an important milestone in the journey towards the fulfillment of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said on the 12th of next month, National Youth Day will be celebrated on the occasion of Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. He said, the second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held on the same day and he will participate in the event. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that India will become the world's third largest economy by 2027. Addressing the Youth Business Summit at Vishwa Umiya Dham in Ahmedabad, Gujarat yesterday, Mr. Shah said the country's GDP has reached $4.19 trillion and soon India will become a $5 trillion economy. Mr. Shah also addressed the cultural program Namotsav based on the life of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Godhavi in Ahmedabad. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 30 runs in the 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night to take an unassailable 4-0 lead in 5-match series. Chasing a target of 222 runs, Sri Lanka made 191 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.